And I remember the first time that you shared your gratitude practice during COVID with me, Melanie, because I don't know that I ever recognized that I would say the gratitude, but there were times that I wouldn't feel it in my body because I didn't have a very strong connection with my body. It's something that you can do and go through the motions with. But I think a lot of people, when they feel like they're going through the motions, they stop because they're like, what's the point of this?
Welcome to Imperfect Momming. Our children are constantly looking to us for examples. The term role model doesn't quite cut it here. We are shaping their worldview with every move we make. You see, it's not in the lectures we give or moments where we are actively attempting to teach them. It's in the micro movements we make, the unconscious ways in which we navigate life. We are constantly teaching our children how to show up for themselves, their friends, their future partners, and even their future children. So what can we do to ensure we are raising thoughtful, compassionate, self-aware human beings? We have to become them ourselves. No one is perfect, but we can still all be better, and it starts with self-healing. Let's get to it.
Welcome back to our weekly Wisdom for Parents. I'm Alicia Lyons.
I'm Melanie Soloway.
I'm Deanna Imad.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Hello. So we just completed our weekly support group. And the theme today that was very, very prevalent was what happens when we, as parents and as moms, but as parents, feel really depleted. And to the point where it's not just that our cup is empty, but it actually feels like our cup is broken, like the glass is shattered, like there isn't even a glass to fill. Can anyone relate in this room right now? No, we have no idea what this mom was talking about. Okay, in all seriousness, so what we really focused on and where we put our attention was talking about gratitude. And I remember a few years ago when I was really feeling depleted, like really, really depleted. I even remember it was during COVID, and I would feel guilty that I wasn't feeling grateful. Like I was like, okay, feel grateful because that's going to make me feel better. But I was actually feeling guilty about not feeling grateful. And one of the things that I did that really, really, really helped was I just focused on what I could be grateful for. Like really simple things. Like I could be grateful that I could go for a walk. And when I was out for a walk, I could be grateful that I could hear the birds. And I could be grateful that I could see a butterfly. And I could be grateful that I could smell a rose. Right? That I could feel the wind, like my five senses, that I could feel the wind on my skin. And I'm forgetting what my fifth sense is right now. That see, smell, oh, taste, right? Like anything that I could taste. And I actually would literally like, when I would be out on my walk, because I would go through this exercise on my walk, I would literally just notice like, what is it that I could taste in my mouth? And sometimes it was just like, I had just brushed my teeth, so I could taste the taste of toothpaste. And I was grateful for that. Or at least I could be grateful for that. And so keeping focused on what I could be grateful for, even when I wasn't having the feeling of actually feeling grateful, started to grow my gratitude. And it was actually remarkable because then the feeling of feeling grateful started to come back. So that was one of the exercises that we shared this morning as something that we can do when we are feeling that depleted.
I also think that I love that you shared that, Melanie. I do think that what we focus on, we start to experience, right? So one of the things, and I think that's why writing your gratitudes down every day or as often as you can is so valuable, because then you create this book full of ready-made accessible gratitudes that you can go to and just start looking through, because sometimes it's when our minds are in that really upset place, it's very difficult to start to shift over to see what you're grateful for. But if you have it written down already and you go to it and you just start reading it to yourself and reading, then you start to experience and start to feel it, and it starts to activate those feelings as well, and you can move yourself towards that. So that's great, great idea.
One of the parents in our group today actually had her gratitude list on her date book. And so every time she's opening the date book, she can glance at the gratitude list. And I thought, what better place if you have a paper date book to write down the things that you're grateful for? And I remember the first time that you shared your gratitude practice during COVID with me, Melanie, because I don't know that I ever recognized that I would say the gratitude, but there were times that I wouldn't feel it in my body because I didn't have a very strong connection with my body. And it's something that you can do as and go through the motions with. But I think a lot of people, when they feel like they're going through the motions, they stop because they're like, what's the point of this? And you're proving that the point is that when you keep going, you do eventually get there in your body. And having something like the five senses to go through, this is how, like, I'm grateful for what I can see. I'm grateful for what I can taste. Like, you're giving yourself a list of things to go down. So it's not just like it's not really random things that you're grateful for. There's like a list that you're going down that are really small and specific things. And I think that was such a cool practice.
Thank you,
You
my
know,
love.
one of,
I'm sorry.
oh, I was just going to say, one of the most where I don't have to think about anything is just nature. As soon as I step into nature, I just start to become grateful. I'm just grateful for the green, grateful for the water. I used to live by a lake, and every time I jumped in that lake, I called it the gratitude lake, because there was never a time that I wasn't immensely grateful for jumping in that water and just refreshing, replenishing, reviving myself. It was so fabulous. So I miss that.
And I'm laughing because I was grateful that I didn't have to jump in the lake. I didn't want to go in that lake. It was cold, but I watched Deanna go in and I watched the joy that she experienced doing that. And for me, it's even more than that, Elish, is for me, it wasn't that I was out of touch with my body. It was actually, I would feel like it would actually bring on guilt that I should feel grateful because I have so much to be grateful for. Right. And I know that intellectually. So it would actually add a burden to me of what I should. And anytime we should on ourselves, right, we're shoulding on ourselves, it's shaming ourselves. Right. And shame is I should have already mastered everything. And I should have mastered this feeling of being, of knowing how to be happy or knowing how to, And so, yes, being specific about, and I didn't even really realize how I truly did anchor it in my five senses. But again, it wasn't just like I'm grateful for eyesight. I got really specific. Like, what can I see? Like, I can look around my room right now. I'm grateful that I have my eyesight so that I can see, my hand in front of me right now. I'm grateful that I have my eyesight so that I can see outside and I can see that it's light. Like, really minute, specific, breaking it down. And then even like for me, like what am I grateful for? I'm grateful that I have my taste. You know what? I can go and have a cup of tea. A cup of tea, like pretty much usually always is gonna uplift me just because I love the smell, I love the taste, I love the, maybe it brings me back to my childhood, my roots, I don't know. But what so then it's things, then it's really representing us on what can I do to start shifting that spiral in an upward motion and an upward direction. So yeah, and I love how one of the dads shared with us this morning, how he is also does these types of practices and really focuses on that to stay in the present. And he was talking about the power of now, and it's just staying in the present is so important.
Because that's all we have right now.
And it's
That's it.
really, really easy to catastrophize the things that you don't know or to dwell on the things that have already happened.
And on that
Neither
note,
of those things create anxiety and stress, right?
so I'm going to read what I did put in the chat this morning to end this wise lesson that
Weekly
we're teaching,
wisdom.
our weekly wisdom that we're teaching today. Does anyone else have, I mean, do either of you have anything else to say before we, okay. So I'd love to end by reading what I did put in the chat for our parents today. Is that okay, guys? Beautiful. So this is by Roy T. Bennett from The Light of the Heart. No amount of regret will change the past. No amount of worry will change the future. Any amount of gratitude will change today, the present.
Beautiful.
So we will have another weekly wisdom for parents next week after our parent support call, which is Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're not in our Facebook group, Raising Enlightened Children, come on over and join us so that you'll get notifications of when we're starting and when our group is. And until we meet again, keep healing. Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Imperfect Mommying. It's time for us to step up and realize that our power is not in trying to shape our children. Our power lies in shaping ourselves into the people we want our children to model themselves after. Don't just do it for your kids, do it for yourself. When you become a more self-aware, compassionate, and confident person, you and everyone around you benefit. For more information about me and my work, visit alishalyons.com. That's alishalyons.com. See you next time.